Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. So far, so good for former President Trump's fundraising since his indictment in Miami. Trump's team says it raised more than $2 million at Tuesday's big-ticket event in Bedminster, New Jersey, after the indictment, and about $4.5 million from small donors online. But could Trump have avoided indictment on the documents? The Washington Post reports Trump attorney Christopher Keis asked Trump last fall if he could negotiate a settlement with the Justice Department, but Trump said no. Former federal prosecutor Shan Wu says the Post's report rings true.
Any good white-collar defense counsel would have tried to simply say, look, this is an accident, it's oversight, let us return these documents. It really illustrates how Trump is in a situation very much of his own making by refusing to cooperate.
Trump's legal team, including Keis, is not commenting on the Post story. More severe weather is coming to the Central Plains and Southwest today, putting about 45 million people in jeopardy. Tens of thousands across the South, from Mississippi to Florida, are still without power after yesterday's strong storms. And parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota will be dealing with more smoke from wildfires in Canada. Positive but difficult. That's how Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, describes the new counteroffensive against Russia.
Our heroic people, our troops, who are now at the front of the front line, are facing very tough resistance.
Zelensky, through an interpreter talking to NBC, his comments come as Russian President Putin admitted his forces lack some resources, including high-precision ammunition to take down drones. Twitter is getting evicted from its offices in Boulder, Colorado over unpaid rent. But in Denver, a happy scene. The Nuggets and their fans get ready to celebrate their NBA championship with a parade through downtown. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looks like there might be a plea deal for the man accused of killing 5 and wounding 17 in a Colorado Springs nightclub last year. Lawyers in the case are not talking, but several survivors tell the Associated Press they've been notified of the possible deal that would put Anderson Aldrich in prison for life. Aldrich has also talked to AP reporters from prison, expressing remorse for the shootings at Club Q, saying he has to take responsibility for what happened. In the mountains of western Virginia, a county supervisor is apologizing after going after a man over a protest involving book banning.
It all started when Billy Martin said he saw citizen Danny Goad holding a sign along a busy roadway in Cloverdale that read, "Martin allows porn for children in libraries." Martin is seeking re-election to the board and says the sign was politically motivated to prevent him from being re-elected. Martin told 10 News, "I've been avoiding any kind of confrontation and I had been avoiding it for some time, but when I saw this, I was over the top." Martin faces charges for assault and battery after confronting Goad. Goad says the Pawtucket County Board of Supervisors can do more to remove the book from the library. Martin will appear in court in July. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
Just weeks after Nevada eliminated the statute of limitations on civil sexual assault abuse cases involving adults, Nine women have filed a suit against Bill Cosby. The allegations of the nine go back as far as 1969. Cosby's lawyer says it's all about greed. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got Father's Day on Sunday. Are you ready for that? I'll tell you, being a father, not all that easy. And, of course, fatherhood over the years, I mean, you think about it, when I was a kid growing up, we had Father Knows Best. We had these TV series that honored the father. But since then, Hollywood really started taking shots at a father specifically, that we just were, almost like wallpaper and maybe even unnecessary or goofy and doofus. They really had to take us off of any kind of perch that our children may have for us. Because I think most kids instinctively look at their fathers as their heroes. I know that I do for mine. My father was a World War II vet, raised nine kids, hardworking. The legacy that he left behind and what he imbued into his children is time-honored. And continues to this day. Roland Warren is with us. He's the author, speaker, CEO of CareNet. And we're going to talk about Father's Day. We're going to talk about fatherhood and not being the easiest job in the world. Roland, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, good to be with you, Bill. Thanks so much. Happy
Hey, thank you. And back at you, plus tax and license. Before we get into this, Ron, as the CEO of CareNet, and I want you to know I support, our family supports CareNet. We've been a firm believer in the efforts, and I want to, reserve some time here to talk about CareNet and the impact that it is making in communities across the country.
Absolutely.
So tell our audience what CareNet does. And, and what's happening with CareNet post the Dobbs decision now going back to states? I gotta believe that CareNet's importance in local communities has greatly heightened as a result.
Oh, absolutely. And since the Dobbs decision, it's been just kind of amazing to see what's happened across the country. But CareNet, for those who don't know, it's a Christian ministry, started, back in 1975 by Francis Schaeffer, C. Everett Koop, a theologian named Harold J. Brown, and Billy Graham was involved and was really involved to really start to get, Christians, and particularly evangelicals and Protestants, involved in the life issue. And so we have a network of 1,200 pregnancy centers across the country that offer compassion, hope, help, and to those who are facing men and women who are facing pregnancy decisions through the pregnancy centers, and just a robust outreach, specifically to the church, because the church is critical to the life issue. And I think one of the key things about CareNet is that we don't consider ourselves a pro-life organization; we consider ourselves a pro-abundant life organization. Based on John 10:10, where Christ said, "I came that you might have life." And have it abundantly. So we're not just about heartbeats, which is a physical life, but we're also about heartbeats that are heaven bound. So physical life and spiritual life, and focus on God's design for family, building strong families, why we have a major initiative on reaching men connected to the to the issue, since he's the most influential in a woman's decision to abort. But not only that, trying to help those families that are created transition to the church for ongoing support and discipleship. So it's a comprehensive way of looking at the life issue through a biblical lens that exactly. really leads to abundant life, which is what Christ wants for us, based on John 10:10.
You know, Ron, I have noticed in the recent years the shift and the appreciation for the father in the birthing process, right?
Yeah.
And this has been important. I saw it from my perspective in reporting on the abortion issue since Roe v. Wade was passed in 1973. And the father was so greatly ignored, which again yeah. reminds us of the word of God that says, you know, when the strong man is tied up, the devil, the evil one, can come in and have its way. And definitely for 49, almost 50 years, the evil one had its way, and men were marginalized. They were kicked out of the equation. It was their body. It was the woman's body. The man had no purpose, no understanding, no participation in this. And there wasn't even time to even, and this is, we started to bring this up earlier, is going, what about the guys? What about the guys yeah. that just lost a child? What do you, yeah. what kind of pain do you think that they're suffering under? That, you know, here it is, they're negated, but yet as, you know, there's just the way we're designed, Roland. You know, like it or not, I mean, you know, women's feminists would like to think that men are just about the, you know, about the oh, they don't care about anything yeah. about nurturing. It's all the women's job.
Yeah.
That's not true. That is a big lie, you know, because men are very much engaged and heartbroken as well, and especially in light of realizing as the truth has evolved and has become more and more obvious, men are realizing, oh my God. I killed my kid. And I'll tell you what came to mind, especially, and this was the director of Roe v. Wade, the movie. I'm doing an interview. We're at NRB in Anaheim, California. I'm doing an interview with him, and we're talking about, you know, the devastation of abortion and Roe v. Wade and the millions of babies that have been died, that have died. And I told him anecdotally, whenever I speak with women, they will just freely tell me, Bill, oh, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13, or whatever,
yeah.
you know. And you can tell the way they say that, you just want to hug them because you can feel the pain that is emanating deep in their heart. And I was focusing on, you know, the conversation, and when I looked up, I saw tears rolling down his eyes. And I said, are you okay? He goes, Bill, he goes, my son would have been 18. And
wow.
and that hit me in a way, and I said, wow, this is it. We are not hearing the broken hearts and the voices of men. And so I appreciate, I'm so grateful that CareNet has become sensitive to this part, because yes, men's hearts are broken just like women's hearts are broken. And it's also key, as you're reporting and as the data would say, is that when the man is involved in this
yep.
situation, beyond just consummating the child, but in the next step, then, boy, it's a total different world altogether, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we did a national survey, and we surveyed post-abortive women and post-abortive men, and we asked a number of different questions. But one that was key was we asked the woman, who did you talk about your abortion decision? Gave her a long list of folks. Number one was the father of the baby. And then we asked, who was the most influential in your decision to abort? She said the guy. Did the same survey, asked the post-abortive men the same question. Who did she talk to? Guy, more than anybody else. Guy says, me. And then we asked him, who was the most influential in her decision to abort? And the guy said, I was. So post-abortive women and post-abortive men both saying that he's the most influential. And for four decades, nearly five decades,
yes.
we focused solely on reaching the woman, saving the baby. Again, it's a God-honoring thing, but we didn't do what you see in Scripture in the first chapter, of the first book of the New Testament, which was, here's Mary, from a human perspective, facing an unplanned pregnancy.
Exactly.
What did God do to make sure that Mary's unplanned pregnancy wasn't a crisis pregnancy? He went to Joseph. And Joseph was a man with a plan, and his plan was to divorce her quietly, put her away quietly. In other words, it was a cultural version of an abortion back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel
yes.
calls him to do two things, to be a husband to her and a father to the child growing inside of her. So we miss that narrative from a Christian perspective in terms of the life issue, and a big part of CareNet's work is bringing that together. That's under that pro-abundant life perspective, God's design for family, mm-hmm. receive
Amen.
The birth of Christ, and then
Roland,
discipleship.
Got to go to break. More from Roland Warren after this.
Silver Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
As we were talking about earlier regarding fatherhood, when we were kids growing up, at least during my era, we had great TV series like Father Knows Best, even Leave It to Beaver. The father was honored and in so many ways, and other movies, and then all of a sudden, the culture took a turn. and Hollywood decided to malign the father. And we have realized a terrible consequence at that. And hopefully we have exercised that to the point that we realize that there's something better. And that we need to realize the importance of fatherhood, because more and more, I mean, one of the biggest ailments that we have in society today is fatherlessness. And this is huge, the impact it's having on our culture today. Roland Warren is with us. He is a author, speaker, and CEO of CareNet. He says that, fatherhood is not the easiest job in the world, is it?
No, it's not. It's a God-honoring and sacred calling. And our kids need their dads. I'm fond of saying that kids have a hole in their soul in the shape of a dad. And the shape of a dad.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
whispers into the wombs of their mothers that there's this one that will love them like no other. And if he's unable or unwilling, it can be the wound that's not easily healed. And I kind of know that because I'm a wounded soul. So I grew up without my dad. And so part of what drives my passion to really try to make sure kids have as many kids have good dads, and that as many men as possible are connected to their kids heart to heart.
Well, I got to tell you, for some of us, Roland, who were blessed to have fathers, my dad was just an incredible individual, a humble soul. I even said at his funeral, when I'd look into the face of my father, he was such a humble spirit and an incredible human being that I always felt like I was looking into the face of God, that
wow,
he just he was that way. And raised nine kids, served our country in World War II as a medic, and he was there at the Battle of the Bulge with Patton. Three of his sons served the country. So an incredible legacy that he's been, though he's been gone 19 years and we miss him dearly, he still speaks into our lives. And this is the power of fatherhood, right?
Absolutely, which is why the evil one doesn't want fathers connected. You know, one of the things I always tell people, and one of the reasons that we kind of did this show, What Good Dads Do, and just kind of focus on this book that I wrote some years ago called Bad Dads of the Bible, 8 Mistakes Every Good Dad Can Avoid. And this it kind of focuses on the last chapter of the book, which is 6 Things Good Dads Do. But, you know, one of the things that God put on my heart when I was president of National Fatherhood Initiative before I came to CareNet is that the enemy's plan is to disconnect fathers from family, because when you do that, what it actually does is it affects our ability, it affects the culture's ability, it affects a child's ability to actually become a follower of Christ. You know, our call really is to live out the great commandment, which is loving God, loving your neighbor as yourself, right? And where are kids supposed to learn that? Well, they're supposed to learn that in the family. So if you look at the 10 commandments, the first 4 are about how to love God. The last 5 are about how to love your neighbor. But the middle one, if you will, because if you think about it as a cross, sort of like the first ones are kind of going up, and then the other ones are sort of going horizontally, right?
Exactly.
The centerpiece, right, that holds those two pieces of wood together is the family, honor your father and your mother. In other words, there's 2 nails required in order to, to hold that cross up, to hold that cross together. Not 1, but 2. Honor your mother, that nail's in there, because it's really difficult for women to abandon their children. That's not an issue. Mm-hmm. That second nail, and you kind of speak to this when you talk about how fatherhood was presented in the culture, I think it's really one that's kind of in our hand, and we used to just nail it in. So we went from father knows best to father knows nothing. And here's the thing. If that cross is laying on the ground, like when a kid is young, you think, well, this kid's going to be a follower of Christ. It looks like a cross here, right? But if it only has 1 nail in that cross beam, when you raise it up, what happens? It doesn't become a cross anymore.
Exactly.
And that's why a lot of studies have kind of looked at the kids becoming followers of Christ, and what they find is that the impact of a father is disproportionate. So if I'm the evil one and I want to make sure that kids don't know how to honor God, right, but love God and love their neighbor, then what I want to do is make sure that nail that sits in the hand of the culture never gets nailed into that cross. And so that's a key part of it. That's why we did this show, What Good Dads Do, because we really want to encourage fathers, and particularly Christian fathers, of the very significant role that they play in the physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being of their children, and that the plan of the enemy is for fathers to be disconnected, dysfunctional, distant from their children, so that they will not have the perspective that you have, that an earthly father is supposed to be a reflection of a heavenly reality. And it sounds like your dad was really that, and we need more dads to do that for so many different reasons.
And I want to expand and unpack a little bit more, Roland, this idea of following Christ. because there is this resistance whenever the name Jesus is mentioned. I've often said that if you want to clear a room, just say the name. And you can tell real quick. But, you know, the reality of all this in following Christ is that you need to understand there's a system in place here. God Almighty Himself, in His immutable and awesome, or as C.S. Lewis would say, ineffable brilliance, has established an infrastructure to produce righteousness. It's set. It's fixed. I don't care about climate change. I don't care about all these other, you know, man-made ideas and kind. God has set the foundation. If we honor that foundation, then the fruit of righteousness will be preeminent and obvious. And so, as Christ's followers, we're committed to said infrastructure. You get off that infrastructure, forget it. I mean, you might as well defy gravity, right?
Yeah.
And so it goes back, and I remind everybody, it goes back for me, I think about that moment in time where God had a very succinct and poignant conversation with Cain after God did not accept his worship. And he basically summed it up for us, that, and it cries out through the millennia ever since. He said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Right? I mean, that says it all. That again, reinforces what God has already put into play, the infrastructure to produce righteousness, to produce the right results. If we honor that, God will honor us.
Yeah, no, amen, amen. And that infrastructure is God's design for family. That's
exactly.
Infrastructure.
It's all part of it,
That's all part of it. I mean, and again, it goes all the way back to the garden, right? The role of Adam and Eve, and living out the great commandment in the garden, right? Because they were loving God and loving their neighbor as themselves, because they were neighbors that were born of a bone and flesh of flesh. So you had the great commandment fulfilled within the garden. And before sin entered the picture, what were they going to do? Well, they were going to be fruitful and multiply. In other words, have children, and they were and those children were going to be raised to do what? Become disciples. Right?
Exactly.
So you had the Great Commandment and the Great Commission reflected in the garden. That infrastructure that makes the Great Commandment and the Great Commission come together is the family. I always think about, why did God create Eve? I mean, because Adam didn't have a neighbor. In other words, Adam was not able to fulfill the Great Commandment until Eve came into the picture. Yeah. And the reason that she didn't come out of dust is, if you think about it, like, why not just out of dust? Well, because when God said to Adam, When God would say to Adam, love your neighbor as yourself, which is the great commandment, he would look over at Eve and say, that's myself. And Eve would look back at him and say, well, that's myself.
Right.
So he's had the great commandment being fulfilled within the garden. That's the infrastructure that leads to the flourishing and the abundance that we're talking about. So the evil one doesn't want that. And key to that is getting the Adams of the world, so to speak, to do what happened when sin came into the picture, to be passive, not engage, not communicate what God had told them and the way God had told them that. And when that happens, then there's always going to be, you know, a problem in culture, in society, in community, in families when that happens, and that's the plan. So this show that we did, it's just just a wonderful opportunity. We have some great dads who are talking about, you know, their role as a father. We have Dr. Tony Evans as part of that, then Logan Kane of the Christian group Kane, and Jordan St. Cryer, who's part of who's another Christian musician. So many great guys talking about of fatherhood and the impact it has and the legacy that they want to leave for their kids. And we hope that folks will get on, watch it on TVN this Friday. It's on 3 times, 8, 9, and 11, I think, if my memory serves me correct, on that. If you don't have TVN, you can download the app. But I encourage you to watch the show, because it's a great opportunity to learn how to be a better dad.
Well, and it will set the tone even more so for Father's Day and really make it a day of celebration and honor, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's about. It's because it's what dads do.
Exactly.
We really encourage folks to do that.
Roland Warren, thank you for being with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexicon.com.
GoodFoodServices.com/go to learn more.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. So far, so good for former President Trump's fundraising. Trump's team says it raised more than $2 million at Tuesday's big-ticket event in Bedminster, New Jersey, after Trump's indictment. Also another $4.5 million from small donors online. But could Trump have avoided indictment? The Washington Post says Trump attorney Christopher Keis asked Trump last fall if he should negotiate a settlement with the Justice Department, but Trump said no. More severe weather coming to the Central Plains and Southwest today, putting about 45 million people in jeopardy. Tens of thousands across the South are still without power after yesterday's storms. Parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota will be dealing with more smoke from wildfires coming down from Canada today. In Denver, a happy scene as the Nuggets and their fans get ready to celebrate the NBA championship with a parade through downtown Denver. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
With you. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Rebecca Terrell joining us. She's the contributor of the New American Magazine. We're going to be talking about America's Corn Belt. There is a scam abounding, and I believe it's quite dangerous, and she's got all the details to share with us. Rebecca, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's good to be back.
Now, I've been reading farmers across America's Corn Belt may lose their property to eminent domain claims related to carbon capture and storage. This is the new shenanigans being perpetrated in cooperation with our federal government and foreign entities, right?
Absolutely it is. And just in case, I mean, I know you have a very educated audience, but just for anybody who's listening who doesn't, carbon capture, they're actually proposing capturing carbon dioxide from industrial facilities. And there's a sister technology called CDR, or carbon dioxide removal, where they actually want to build giant vacuums to suck the carbon dioxide directly from the air. And our government is investing billions, not millions, but billions of dollars in this technology, and even the greenies say this is not good. Now, they have various reasons for saying that, but even Al Gore himself has scoffed at it, saying this is it is not an effective technology. You're looking at, even if they reach their goals in a day, I mean, I'm referring to Jennifer Granholm and the Department of Energy and the Earth Shots initiative, which she announced a couple of years ago. This is all part of it. And they're projecting to be able to capture from industrial facilities and from the air itself is fractions of a percent of what they calculate to be total man-made emissions of carbon dioxide. So we know all of that adds up to, is there another agenda going on here?
Yes.
And, you know, it would seem to me that what we're talking about, especially through the Corn Belt, why the Corn Belt? Well, there are a lot of ethanol facilities there, and that's where they're implementing this carbon dioxide capture and storage technology. But again, billions and billions and billions of dollars invested into this, and now we have these for-profit companies coming in wanting to put in thousands of miles worth of pipeline to shuttle this captured carbon dioxide to underground storage. Well, they call it underground storage, but it's actually not. They're actually injecting it deep into the earth in depleted oil and gas wells to extract more of those resources from the earth so they can be used. So actually, this technology, because of that, is carbon additive, net carbon additive.
Mm-hmm.
Again, and I say that, and I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying, oh, carbon's bad, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Carbon dioxide is a wonderful thing. Carbon dioxide is food for plants. It greens our earth. So, you know, all of
which, by the way, plants give us in return, because we bless them with carbon dioxide, they bless us with oxygen. I think that's still the science, isn't it?
I think it was when I was little. But, you know, scientists, our world is topsy-turvy now. But, no matter what they say, yes, the science still stands. Of course, back then, I remember too, when I was in school, the two big things they were trying to scare us with were a new ice age was going to come, and we were all going to freeze. And also the other big thing was acid rain. Acid rain. I remember seeing in one of those little handouts that they had in school, this very evil-looking raindrop coming down from the sky. It was going to burn us, you know, when it hit. And so we went home, you know, all of us, I was very scared. I showed up to my mom, and she said, oh, Rebecca, don't worry about that. And I realized, I remember that day.
We've been conditioned in fear. Gosh, right. I mean, if it wasn't the Russians that were going to nuke us, and then all of a sudden you had all these environmental issues, and of course today they've kind of run out of things to work with, so now we're all twisted up trying to figure out what a woman is. You know, I think I miss those days, Rebecca. I do.
Well, I mean, remember, you brought up, you know, that we were living in constant fear that we were going to be nuked. And, of course, the answer to that was duck and cover. Under your desk. That's not going to help.
like the desk is going to really stop the power of a nuclear bomb that's going to melt everything. But it made about as much sense as wearing a mask during COVID, right?
Right. Right.
I mean, we haven't gotten any smarter. I think in the process of all this, maybe we ought to start connecting the dots, is that with fear comes the loss of liberty and the loss of intelligence.
Amen. Amen. And it has been going on. You know, I've brought this up now, back, and of course I've dated myself since I've said what I would hear in school. But also back in this goes way, way, way back. This did not just start. A lot of people think things started getting bad in 2020 with COVID and with a stolen election and this and that and the other. No, that's the culmination of what they've been working at for decades. I ran across
this is the fruit of what they've been planting all these years that we realized, right?
Exactly. And it takes a little bit of digging to get out of that mainstream narrative. But thanks to programs like yours and periodicals like mine, we bring that information. Yes. Like, I ran across this the other day. This was terribly interesting to me because it's from 1976, a UN conference on human settlements. They were even using that verbiage back then, human settlements, because they're wanting to control. This goes back to what they're doing with the carbon capture pipelines. They're wanting to control people's land. They're wanting to actually take away people's land. Listen to this. Land. This was from 1976, UN conference on human settlements. Land, because of its unique nature and the crucial role it plays in human settlement, cannot be treated as an ordinary asset and controlled by individuals. Public control of land use is indispensable to its protection as an asset and the achievement of the long-term objectives of human settlement policies and strategies. Right there, they're saying, we want to control you. We want to control everything that you do. And let's not forget, now we're seeing this 8 predictions for the world in 2030 from the World Economic Forum. They're saying you will own nothing and be happy. They said in 1976. Right. It's this ongoing agenda, and they are implementing it through Agenda 2030, which is the new and improved version of Agenda 21, which they introduced back in the 1990s. So again, we need to be aware this has been a long-term push. This has been going on very slowly. It's the frog in the boiling water, getting that, you know, temperature turned up, and we're sitting there, and we need to realize, hey, it's time to jump out of that pot.
Well, exactly. Well, the thing is, see, what kind of stiff arms them a little bit, believe it or not, is our U.S. Constitution. And this is why we, the people, need to understand and become knowledgeable of our Constitution. This is why in schools they don't want to teach you. They want you dumbed down and mediocritized so that you become a compliance sort. And this is all, you know, capturing, whether it's the Chinese capturing the elites, the elected officials, the princelings, their related children. You know, this is a diabolical plan, as you say, that has been progressing, you know, around the world. And what has protected America so far has been the level of intellect and the Constitution, not to mention, I believe, also our faith comes into play as well. But we need to, we really need to resist this and come together united. This is why, you know, they love it when we're so partisan and we're fighting Democrats against Republicans, because we're divided. But if we come together as Americans, you know, we're gonna kick some serious United Nations butt. By the way, Rebecca, I believe.
Absolutely, we need to get out of the United Nations, and we need to change our whole mindset. I think what you said is key. Yes, work as if it's all up to us, and pray as if it's all up to God, so to speak. But we need to stop falling for this lie that tolerance is the greatest of virtues. That we need to, everybody, he has a right to his own opinion. Well, he might have a right to his own opinion, but not when it starts affecting our culture. And we're giving away our culture to this United Nations monstrosity. They are already implementing, they've announced this, the federal government has announced this, they're going towards digital currency. And once we have that digital currency, they're starting it next month in July. They're launching FedNow, which is a wholesale bank-to-bank digital form of payments.
I'll tell you what, let's talk more on the other side. We got to go to a quick break. More from Rebecca after this. Stay with us.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. As promised, Rebecca Terrell is still with us. Yes, the contributor of the New American Magazine. You know, Rebecca, you know, this tolerant society that has really opened the gates to all this insanity, that, you know, you have a right to your own opinion. Yes, but you can't make up facts along the way. You know, the facts right. still remain the facts. The truth still remains the truth. It is no longer relative. But because they've neutralized the truth, you know, we have, you know, trans people bearing their skin on the White House lawn, the debasement of our, you know, levels of civility in our country. You know, kids are being exposed in this, you know, in this month of June to, you know, to this insanity, this cultural insanity. But look, you know, in looking back on history, it is really clear what this kind of hedonism leads to. It leads to the demise of empires time and time again. And America, the thing that protects us, I believe, is a remnant of people that still believe in God's promises, honoring God's promises, and looking to God. And I believe it's only by God Almighty's hand that that we are being preserved. And we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. We know ultimately how it plays out, but in the short term, you know, clearly we're heading down the road that, you know, it's really making America unrecognizable, in my humble opinion, and leaves right. us exceedingly vulnerable, doesn't it?
Right. I think that you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. We have to decide whether we are going to bend to the altar of tolerance or defend our very culture. It's not just our country, but our very culture, because you're right, it's becoming unrecognizable. We need to start thinking a little bit more radically, and I don't mean, you know, get violent or anything. I'm not advocating or that or any kind of so-called civil disobedience or things like that. What I'm saying is think about the basics. You mentioned before we're dumbed down in our schools. Once God is taken out of the school mm-hmm. is not about education, it's about indoctrination.
Exactly.
You can't remove God. You can't remove morals. You can't. The purpose of education is to foster the growth of virtuous adults, and thinking adults, people who can think, use their brains to realize. Wait
exactly.
a minute. No, none of this makes sense. All of this carbon capture buffoonery that they are foisting on us. Look behind it. So what we originally started talking about at the top of the hour or the top of our interview here was this, the carbon capture pipeline companies that are trying to use eminent domain to take away farmland throughout the Corn Belt. And, you know, we've got these horrible food shortages right now. And
yes, exactly.
Food costs are so high. This is going to contribute to that. It's doing absolutely nothing to, quote, save the planet. It's only forwarding this crazy net zero agenda and build back better and all of this insanity.
Somebody's getting richer off of this. I mean, think about this. This is where the scam comes in that drives me nuts, Rebecca. They use our laws and our tax money in order to fund this. I mean, this is a classic scam that, the Democrats have been getting away forever. And, of course, the Democratic Party of the two major parties is the only one I know of that arrogantly omitted God from their platform. So that should tell you something, because the thing that you're suggesting, and this always happens, this is a natural deal. There is an exchange here. You exchange something for something else. So you decide that you don't want God anymore, but you've got to have something to fill that void. And so now you've got the United Nations, the globalists, and all these others that want to come in, and they're licking their chops because they see that America is vulnerable and ripe for the picking. And here they are. They're using our assets against us. And we've got knucklehead elected officials. I say knucklehead, then maybe that's giving them too much credit, because this is diabolical, Rebecca. They're doing this on purpose. This isn't by accident. This is by design, as you said, because Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, they have been touting this for a long time, as you said, that you will own nothing. This is you and me. We'll own nothing, and we're going to have a party. It's just going to be fun.
That's right. Well, there's
right?
a lie. Exactly. Because that kind of sounds like that you will be like God's lie,
yes,
the original
exactly.
one. But, you know, and we have to ask ourselves, too, okay, who is benefiting? These are for-profit companies who are benefiting. These are oil and gas extractors who are benefiting, but also look at who is invested in Summit Carbon Solutions, which is one of the main companies that is implementing or working to implement these carbon capture pipelines. They have investors from China. This has been revealed by Senator Jeff Magrum, who is a Republican state senator in North Dakota. He and 30 of his colleagues have signed a letter asking their attorney general to investigate this, because China is a Summit investor through a company called TPG Rise Climate. And then there's another investor called SK Group. It's a conglomerate out of South Korea. But there are also, it is just rife with all sorts of legal problems. The high-ranking executives indicted recently on things like accounting fraud and breach of trust charges. And then various SK affiliates in the past few years have pleaded guilty to fraud in schemes involving the United States Army and the Department of Defense. And we have all of this data, all of this evidence that has been presented to the Iowa Public Utilities Commission, because Iowa is yet another state that's affected by this. And then you up in South Dakota, you have legislators who are, instead of defending their private property owners, they're falling short. They tried to pass a bill that would have redefined these carbon pipeline companies so they're not classified as common carriers, which means they're commodity transporters, because carbon dioxide isn't a commodity. If it were, it would have been saleable before all of this stuff came up. So, and that bill didn't
pass. They know how to work the angles, don't they?
And they do.
And this is incredible, because I was looking at this, that we got Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, believe it or not, own just under 400,000 acres of agriculture land as of 2021 in the United States.
God bless North Dakota. They passed the bill that goes into effect this summer, and no foreign investors are allowed to purchase property in North Dakota. We need a lot. We need that duplicated in all 50 states.
Yeah, without a doubt, because again, this is our national security. And as you mentioned earlier, right, Rebecca, when we think about, you know, chain supply, we think about food shortages. We see what's happening, well, in Ukraine. Oh, yeah, by the way, the devastation there that hit the European breadbasket so severely with this war between Russia and the Ukrainians. I mean, we've got some serious trouble here on the horizon when it comes to food supply. And right, when our own farmland is being taken away and our government is opening the door. I mean, this is insane what is being perpetrated upon the American people, Rebecca. I don't blame you. I'm with you. I'm on top of the roof yelling and screaming.
It's so true because, I mean, look at the... Okay, so Summit is suing 80 South Dakota farmers who've refused to sign voluntary easements. But while all of that litigation is playing out, the judge is allowing the company to go in and survey their private property. Is that not insane? Does that sound like something that would rather happen in the old Soviet Union? Or that sounds like something that wouldn't happen in the United States of America. And one of the farmers, Jared Bosley, they accused him of threatening their lives, threatening to kill them. He was on a phone call. His wife called because they showed up on the property unannounced to make these surveys, and she called her husband. He was out in a tractor 9 miles away, and he said, y'all need to go and only come back with when the sheriff is here, because he needs to be involved. They accused him, and it went to court. It actually went to court. The judge said, okay, look, I'm going to throw this out, but let me warn all the rest of you, because dozens, if not hundreds, of farmers showed up in support of Jared. And he said, let me warn the rest of you, no more trouble or you'll get it. So, I mean, this is nanny state.
Yes. Is he warning the farmers, or is he warning the big companies trying to come in?
He's warning the farmers.
That's insane.
Yeah, imagine you have property. Many of us do. But imagine somebody coming in and just starting to survey and make plans.
Yes.
And I'm going to tear this up one of these days once all the litigation plays out and I win. How would you feel? Imagine how they feel. Jared Bosley's farm has been in his family for four generations, and he's teaching his children. That'll be fifth generation. And he met Governor Kristi Noem, who, you know, all of us, we really like. She was great during COVID and all this. But she fell flat, too. She told him, it's out of my hands. I can't fight all your battles.
Unbelievable. What happened to trespassing?
Right. Well, it's not trespassing because the judge said it was okay. That's a problem, too. Judges can't. What is that? What is he, a monarch? Who died and made him king to be able to say these people can come? And they're not just sitting up a tripod and measuring things. They're drilling down into the land.
This is incredible. Look at
right. They're digging down.
Wow. Rebecca, we're running out of time here. We got about 20 seconds left. Where can they go find out more information? We look forward to having you back and keeping us up to date on this issue.
Absolutely. I'm covering it repeatedly, constantly, so it's at thenewamerican.com, and you can go there and look for anything having to do with carbon capture. You'll find it.
Well, check it out. Get educated. You know, it is knowledge that precedes action, and it is knowledge that gives us the power that is so necessary, especially for a time such as this. She's a contributor for the New American Magazine. Rebecca Terrell has been with us. Thank you, Rebecca. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The final phase of extermination.